She showed up at a barbecue in Fallbrook at Sherry Hughes' house. And I thought she was absolutely gorgeous. I'm not saying it was love at first sight. It wasn't one of those I said to my buddies, I'm going to marry that girl. I just looked at her and said, wow, she is knockout gorgeous. Now, hey, I came out to Southern California when I was 19 years old. Walking around Southern California as a 19-year-old, there's a lot of beautiful women. All women are beautiful. We all have our little scope of what. I'm like, hey, there's beautiful women. I just knew, man, that is a beautiful woman. But over the course of hanging out that night at the barbecue in the backyard, which a bunch of other young adults that just got back from a Mexico mission trip, I started to see her sense of humor, her smile, a heart. And I'm like, wow, she's gorgeous, but she's also attractive. But I'd given up relationships. That's just what it was. I was going to APU next fall to learn how to do ministry as a 23-year-old freshman. I was going in the summer to work at Hume Lake Christian Camps to be a counselor for the summer. I don't need girls in my life. I can't handle girls in my life. It is my Achilles heel that I had never been able to truly surrender, so I had sworn off dating and relationships. She's a gorgeous woman. She's also attractive. She's beautiful, but that's it. You fast forward 6 months, I'm at the first night of Azusa Pacific University. There's a big street party to kick off the school year, and I bounce into her again. Wow, you're the girl from the barbecue. Fast forward another 3 months, I find out she cuts hair on the campus, so I'm sitting on the balcony of her dorm apartment watching the sunset behind the Arby's sign. She's running her fingers through my hair, and she's just cutting it. And she's like, I think that looks good. And I'm like, no, you can go a little more. Look, I don't care if she bicked my head that night. Just let her run fingers through my hair. We went inside and started talking. And I left her house 4 hours later at 2 a.m. Now, here's the amazing thing. For those 4 hours, I did nothing but talked and shared. You may go, Chris, you never shut up. But listen, I had never talked to a girl before. I've used girls before. I've spoken to them. I've never shared. And I walked away from that apartment going, what the heck? I just like openly shared with a girl for 4 hours. And I can tell you about moving into our first apartment. I can tell you about wedding day. I can tell you about first child when she announced and how she announced to me we were pregnant. I can tell you about vacations that we have. I can tell you about still just knowing when I get to hold her hand, how cool it is that I'm the dude that gets to hold her hand. I can tell you stories that will now go 28 years. Sorry, babe, if I missed that. I think 27 on marriage, 2 years of dating, 26, almost 30 years. And tell you why I love this woman. And that's what these next couple of weeks are all about. Today, it wasn't about scripture. Today, I didn't want to start. And I know, for me, you guys know me. I'm a Bible guy. I'm a word-driven guy. This week, we're going to talk about loving God. We're going to talk about loving others, about loving ourselves, truly accepting ourselves as God sees us. But I wanted to kick this series we're going to do on love. Just coming back to why. I love that 1 John and then 3 and 4. Right on. We love God because he first loved us. Why? You want to ask me about why do you love God? I'm going to have the same stories as Amy. Slightly different, but I'm going to tell you. When I was an idiot fool living life by my own desires, my own dreams, and building my own empire, really wanting nothing to do with God, he came searching for me. He found me in brokenness and darkness. He found me when I was always one of the most popular guys in the room, but that's just it. I had to be in a room full of people because I hated being alone. He showed me what love and grace was and what it cost for him to give me that love and grace. He showed me how much he loved me by the expense he had to sacrifice to pay for me. And then he showed me how to get over guilt of who I was and who I'd been with and what I'd done. He showed me how to have freedom from my past, where I could be the first to talk about it and own it. He showed me how to accept who I was, not just the Chris Brown facade that I wanted everyone to see, but to truly start to be open. He gave me his daughter, Amy, loaned her to me for such a time as this. He then realized, hey, I'll probably lose you because you'll never read the Bible on your own, so I'm going to put you in ministry where you're forced to read and teach the Bible, and the irony of God. He has allowed me positions in the lives of inner city youth and churches. in the midst of every darkness or every attack or every stumble or every fall, I have found his hand to be more than enough. I sit out in my backyard just amazed that I get to live the life I get to live, amazed at who I get to live it with. I see the work he's done in my heart, and I see all the work he still has to do in this guy's heart, and I'm ready for it. And I don't ever want to be away from him. I don't want to be apart from him. If you ask me, let's start the series and talk about loving God, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to read you verses. I'm going to tell you when we met and what he's done and where we've walked and why I never, ever want to walk without him again. As we start this series, whether you're driving, sitting, walking somewhere, can you stop and just remember? Don't give me your favorite Bible verse on love. Can you just stop and put together, this is why I love God? Because this is who he has been so far in my life. And I'm confident this is who he will still be as we continue this journey. And over the next few days and weeks, we'll go into the Bible and we'll look at loving God and loving others and learning to love ourselves the way he loves us. And I hope you're ready for this ride. We'll see you tomorrow, Daily Dosers.